Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Oh, thank you very much, Mary. Yeah, she's been we've been friends for even longer than she's been my announcer. She and her husband used to be in my All Texas All Garden Show when I did that at the Arlington Convention Center. They always had a wonderful booth and still very wonderful friends and sponsors. So thank you very much. We are ready to go to the Dallas Arboretum Report, and then we'll go right back to our phone calls. Thank you very much for tuning us in. Again, I am. It's 9 o'clock Central Daylight Time, and this is the best I have for this week in terms of a voice. This hit on Tuesday, so I don't feel bad. I just sound miserable. So anyway, if you'll put up with me, I'm happy to broadcast my program. The phone number for the program is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. The number to my office, if you're interested in ordering my book, is 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. Right now we have Tucker Reed. Tucker is the horticulture manager at the beautiful Dallas Arboretum, and poor Tucker has had his hands full this last couple of weeks. Tucker, good morning.
Good morning.
Man, I'm rooting for you guys. I know it's been a real struggle. It's always hard to get ready for Dallas Blooms, and when you take three steps forward and nine back, it's doubly hard, isn't it?
Yeah, we got a couple of sucker punches here and there this last couple of weeks, but yeah. Everything's come through pretty well.
Well, and spring is going to pop out, and day by day, things are going to get beautiful and even more and more beautiful. And I'm going to do this kind of backwards. Folks, you need to get to the Dallas Arboretum because Dallas Blooms is going on right now. And the cool thing about that is that there's a different look to the Arboretum almost every week for sure, and sometimes every day. And you need to become a member of the Arboretum so you can go back many, many times. In fact, members even get to come in at 7 o'clock in the morning. Normal hours are 9 to 5, but members get to come in early before the crowd arrives, and that's kind of fun for photography as well. See, when you put it in red, I see it, Tucker. Do you notice that?
Yeah.
Hey, even move it to the top of the report. He's going to talk, and we'll give you directions to the Dallas Arboretum, where Dallas Blooms continues on for weeks now, and we'll give you those directions in just a moment. He has a particular plant he'd like to tell you about. What is that?
Yeah, this is Chinese ginger, or Acerum splendens, A-S-A-R-U-M, Acerum. And so there's a lot of different gingers in this world. There's tons of them. This is not one of the edible gingers. This is one of the ornamental gingers. But this Chinese ginger is really fun to use in the garden because it's pretty vigorous for a ginger. Most gingers, if you go back east, you'll see these little bitty plants, and they cover, after 10 years, they'll cover a square foot, maybe 2 square feet. But they have really great foliage, and that's what people are drawn to them for. This one has great foliage, and it has a lot of vigor. So this is, there's reports of this one covering 10 square feet in 6 square feet in 10 years, which is one plant covering that much space is pretty remarkable. So when you go out in the garden and see this plant, you'll see it with the ferns and the hostas and all the other shade-loving plants. It doesn't take very much sun. It doesn't really appreciate that at all. It's going to be a really dark green foliage, but all through the center of this elongated heart-shaped leaf are going to be these random modelings of silver foliage. And it's really striking in the garden when you expect to just see a lot of different greens, and all of a sudden you have this blanket where these little silver spots are dancing through the garden. So it's really kind of cool. Once again, it has to be in the shade. Don't put this in the sun. You'll just watch it die. It's already blooming, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk about this week, is that I found the flowers on some of ours this week at the garden.
Are they hard to find?
Yeah, you have to pull the foliage back a lot of times. Sometimes you'll get a leaf that dies off, and that flower just happens to be there. But generally, to find those flowers, you have to pull the foliage back. When you do, you're going to find a flower that's about 2 inches across. It's going to be a really rich, dark purple. And it's just a really, really attractive little flower that just doesn't get a lot of love because it doesn't get seen very much unless you're really looking for it. So definitely, this is the time for it to bloom.
Folks, this is Chinese ginger. I know you're going to be asking me, so just pay note right now. We're going to say it again, Chinese ginger. Acerum splendens, Acerum splendens. And what is the height that you expect it to grow at the Arboretum?
Oh, generally about 6 inches tall. You may get a few branches that pile up on something, but generally you're looking at 6 inches tall and just as wide as it can go until it hits something solid.
All right, and shade and moisture, so in with the ferns, in with the hellebores and the other plants that like that kind of situation then. All right.
Exactly.
And where specifically, you have a lot of people are listening, going to be coming to the Arboretum in the next few days. Where specifically will they see Chinese ginger?
Well, you're going to see a lot of it in the women's garden. You're going to see in the new Lay Family Garden, at the refurbished Lay Family Garden down on the end by the camp house. You're going to find it there, as well as you're going to find it in the Ferndale and Red Maple Rill, both of our shady two of our other shady gardens.
I'm kind of sensing that you like it.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a great little thing just to have in, because we're not really great with hostas all the time. We don't have, you know, we're not really come, you know, they disappear, which is not really great for display.
Yeah.
Two, a lot of them don't perform. This one performs, and it never goes away, being it's evergreen. So
how readily available is it?
Oh, I know Green Lake grows it, so it's around. I see it in nurseries all the time. So, but Green Lake Nursery grows it on a regular basis.
That's what I wanted
usually,
to hear.
Usually buy it. Usually they seem to always grow it in quarts, so you're going to find it in a quart pot instead of a 4-inch pot.
That's a good size. That's good. All right.
Yeah.
Education programs, folks, if you go to DallasArboretum.org and click on education, you will find all kinds of classes on landscaping basics, landscape design, tree care, a lot of others. As the spring unfolds, you'll get a lot of opportunities, some of the finest lecturers in the city of Dallas and in North Texas. All right. How do they find the Dallas Arboretum, Tucker?
Well, you find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from Point South, take the Grand Avenue exit off of I-30. It'll turn into Garland Road. If you're coming from Point North, take the Garland Road exit and follow the green signs that say Dallas Arboretum.
All right, or just follow the crowds, follow the butterflies and all of that. It's 8525 Garland Road for your GPS. The 24-hour information number?
214-515-6500.
All right, 9 to 5 daily, DallasArboretum.org. I'm going to give you 15 or 20 seconds to give a kind of a heads up of what will be really looking great this week at the Dallas Arboretum as Dallas Blooms continues.
Well, right now, the greatest things that are happening right now is the daffodils are almost all the daffodils are in full bloom. The snow may have hurt them a little bit, but if they do, the hyacinths are coming in order. And already we're seeing quite a bit of the early tulips. So that's it's always when the tulips finally start showing themselves.
A little bit of warm weather, it's all going to pop. Thank you so much, Tucker Reed. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you next Sunday. Tucker is the horticulture manager at the beautiful Dallas Arboretum. His report today is sponsored by Encore Electric Service Delivery. Encore wishes you a very successful landscape, and I wish for them that we could all plant trees that will never encumber their power lines. They are charged with the responsibility of putting in power into our homes, into our businesses. Their job is to keep the power flowing to us. And if we go out there and plant large trees right beneath their power lines, there's going to come a meeting of the minds here at some point where they have no choice but to trim the trees. It's up to us to know before we grow. Ask your nurseryman. Check the reference books. Look at the nursery tag. How tall, how wide does that plant grow? Know before you plant it that it's going to be a small tree if you're planting it near the power lines. They have a lot of information at Encore.com on the best trees for your landscape. And by the way, they are also vitally concerned about your health and well-being. If you have tree branches that have fallen because of the ice and snow in the last 2 weeks, if they're hanging on wires, just don't get anywhere near them. Call them and tell them what you have. Their people will come by and take a look. A certified arborist will know what to do, but they don't even go near the power lines in most cases. So you just need to be very careful. If you want to talk to the Encore people, 888-313-6862. If you have an immediate urgent problem with smoke or fire coming out of tree limbs because they're in contact with power lines, that's a 911. That one ramps up to the top. Then if you're digging to put in new sprinkler systems or plant trees or whatever you're doing, call 811 two business days ahead or more, and they will mark where the power lines are. If you have underground utilities, Encore.com, very important that we take very good care of our power lines, and the best way to do it is to keep big trees away from them. Encore, Encore.com. Between now and 10, if you'd like to order my new book, call 1-800-752-GROW. However, if you have a plant question, call me here at the radio station, 800-288-WBAP. Now back to the program. All right, thank you very much. We go to Diane and Graham, who's been waiting like a really patient soul. I appreciate you, Diane. How can I help you?
Thank you. First of all, we have your book. My husband has it. He dearly loves it. He's
thank
the
you.
One in the family with the green thumb.
All right.
And I was born in San Antonio. I didn't know you were, too. That's
you
me.
Bet.
I have a really simple question since I don't have a green thumb. You know those things they advertise on TV, and I didn't get one because I don't buy those gimmicks off of TV. But I was in a store the other day, and those hanging things that you hang, I think they're for tomatoes, and they have some for strawberries. Do those work? You know what I'm talking about? They kind of look
it's
like
it's a rip. They are a rip-off, yes.
It's a rip-off. Okay, well, yeah. I saw one at a store the other day, and I was just curious. I thought, well,
it's
you don't
just
have
a marketing ploy,
Diane.
It's just a marketing ploy. If you want to grow tomatoes in containers, the best thing to do is to get a 7 or 10-gallon nursery pot and grow your tomatoes in those just out on the ground, normal
okay.
style. It's okay. just another gimmick. They'll be gone in a year or two, and we'll be on to something else.
Okay. Well,
and it's something that's just amazing. Yeah, no, don't waste your
like
money.
Like a pot? They'll grow it, like if you don't have very much space, will they grow like on a patio on a...
Yes, but you need at least 7 or 10 gallons. You need a big pot because tomato plants get large, and you'll also either have to stake it, or better yet, if you can get a cylinder of concrete reinforcing wire that is 16 or 17 inches in diameter, so about a 50 or 51 inch cylinder of concrete reinforcing wire, and put it down inside that 10-gallon pot. That's the best way of all.
Okay. Well, and any of those types that you mentioned a while ago.
Every one of those would be ideal.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Atta girl. Thanks for the call. I appreciate that. I'm going to take another call. I normally would be needing to go to a break now, but Craig in Durango has been waiting a long time. Are you in Durango right now, Craig?
Yes, sir. That's Durango, Texas.
All right. Where is that?
Falls County.
I got you. All right.
The southeast of Waco.
I know right where Falls County is. You bet. How can I help you?
Well, I got your book for Christmas. My wife got it for me, and it's wonderful.
Thank you.
And by taking some of your advice, I've had the best winter garden I've ever had. I've been
great.
Getting spinach all winter long. I'm about to get cabbage and broccoli. So thank you for taking the effort to write that.
Wonderful. Thank you.
I have two quick questions about that vegetable garden. One, how can I control fire ants out there? And would it be all right to run the effluent from my clothes washer out there when it's dry?
I would not use the effluent. You just don't know what all is in the detergents and other things. I'd use that on the rest of your landscape. But for a vegetable garden, I think you really need to give it the best possible water, best possible chance that you can get. The effluent would not be of any concern to trees or shrubs or even turf grass, but vegetables I don't think I'd want to do that. And plus, you'd be putting so much water out there, I'd be afraid of a washout. But, you know, in a hurry, boom, here it all comes. And I don't like that idea too much. The best way to treat fire ants in a vegetable garden is to put a perimeter of one of the baits. The fipronil baits that are the 6 to 12 month fire ant baits work wonderfully. They're not labeled for use inside a vegetable garden, but they can be used right around the edge. I want to try my best to explain why some products are not labeled for use in vegetable gardens. When you are dealing with an edible crop and you are a manufacturer of an insecticide, for example, or a fungicide, you have to prove to the government the negative, and it's impossible to prove a negative. And you have to prove that this in no way could ever hurt anybody anywhere. And so you have to go through all of these incredible tests to show that this is safe, so to say. I'm not allowed to use the word safe when I talk about insecticides and fungicides, organic or inorganic. But you have to prove all this stuff. And the product companies, both inorganic and organic, long ago said, you know what? No thanks. We're not going to spend the $100 million or whatever it is that it costs for the research to document that for the EPA. We're just not going to sell this as a vegetable product. Now, for commercial fields where there is enough acreage involved, there are products available, but I don't know about fire ants, but that's why you don't see too many things available to us anymore for use in vegetable gardens. It's just so expensive to to get a label that, and they don't have enough sales of that. Fire ants are not a national insect. They are a southern insect. And so not only does it cost a lot to get that label, but you're also dealing with only maybe 20% of the United States. And so that's why you're not going to find a product that can be used. And I'm not saying you should use these things in the garden. Just saying that's why there's nothing available. But you can use them around the perimeter, and I think that will give you very, very good control.
Okay, I'll do that. One day I went to grab the orthene to go out there, and I thought, you know, any chemical I put out there in my garden is going to eventually make its way into my food, and I don't know if I want to eat this.
Well, I would agree with you on orthene. It is used, I think, in other parts of the world. I think it does have label clearance. But I agree with you on orthene and on systemic insecticides in general in a vegetable garden. But it does not worry me to use something like malathion to control an insect that is on the surface of leaves. I'm comfortable with that. I'm kind of a middle-of-the-road guy. I use what is recommended, what has label clearance. You will not hear me talking about home remedies for fire ants. There's all kinds of garbage out there that people talk about using for fire ants. And you know, it's not... I don't want to have that on my reputation. But anyway, Craig, that should be a good start for you. I really appreciate you waiting on me.
Okay, no problem.
All right, talk to you soon. Have a good one. You bet. All right, his line is open now. That's at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. And David in Plano, you're coming up next. I am not going to try to get you in because I'm a little behind anyway, and I want to give you fair time on your question. It's a very good-looking question. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, my new book, could be in your hands before the end of the week. I'm going to the office after church today to sign more copies. They are going out so rapidly. If you are interested in having a copy, this is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. This is the book that I self-published because I just didn't want to have any arm wrestling with committees of publishers. I've done that. I've written 5 books, and 4 of them have made it to the printing presses, and I just, enough of that. I wanted to do this one myself so that I had the control of my own destiny on it. That way we have 840 photos. We felt like we needed that many, and 344 pages, more than 25 multi-page charts. We were very diligent in the preparation of this book. Cindy Smith is my graphic designer, and Carolyn Skye is the incredible talent of editorial side for this book. The three of us did the book. It's $28.95 plus tax and postage. That's all it costs. It's not in stores. It's not a revision of my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening from 24 or 25 years ago. This one is entirely different, different layout entirely, completely up to date. That one is not any longer. If you have the old book, that's nice, and I was proud of it. I'm very, very happy with this one, and I want you to have it. It's just $28.95, and I think it will save you a ton more than that just on the good information that you'll get and the savings of when to do things, all of that. In fact, everything I used to put in my garden calendars is in chapter 2. It's the monthly calendar, 4 pages per month of when to do things. All of that for $28.95, not on Amazon, not in stores. And you call my office before 10:30 today. This will be a signed copy, first printing. That's pretty special. We're going to run out of first printing before long. 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Or you can order anytime today at neilsperry.com.
Can there be a patent on quality? If there could, I'd give it to Advanced Foundation Repair. Advanced already holds 10 patents for technologies. Those technologies allow their exceptional ProLift repair system to fix just about any foundation. And the fully backed ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees that repair, owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. That, my friends, is quality. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
All right, they are the best. And so the guys at Wortham Brothers Roofing Company, I'm trying my best to say their name so you can understand what I'm saying. It's W-O-R-T-H-A-M, Wortham Brothers Roofing Company. Their phone number is 972 972- 562-5788. These people are the rock stars in roofing. There's been a lot of roof issue this last week or so. You get snow and ice packed into valleys in your roof. It can creep up and in, can cause decay. It can cause all kinds of stuff, moisture in the roof. If you need to have your roof inspected, you had part of the damage from last spring. Some of the insurance policies are about to expire, and so you don't want to delay any longer. You want to have Wortham Brothers come out and do that free home inspection of your roof. They'll be happy to do that for you. If you need a new roof, they will tell you what they would recommend, and you know with assurance that these people are the best. If you have damage to your roof, take photographs before any emergency repair is done. That will help you. They just are there to be of service to you. Wortham Brothers, they've been doing this for decades now, for 28 years, 60,000 roofs they have done. Oh, my goodness. It's wbroofing.com, wbroofing.com, Wortham Brothers, and the phone number is 972-562-5788. Hear it again. Here it is, 972-562-5788, Wortham Brothers Roofing.
Mark your calendars for Saturday, March 14th for Shades of Green's Open House from 10 to 3:30. Join him for this free event. Presentations include Rose Rosette Disease, Perennials for Texas, a landscaping Q&A session, and more, plus live music and door prizes. Neil Sperry will be at Shades of Green's Open House for a book signing event at 2 p.m. This is a great opportunity to get your very own signed copy of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com for information on all their upcoming events and promotions.
All right. And Bonide. I want to tell you about Bonide products right now, specifically Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench. If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause to your roses. If you're looking for the best and easiest way to control these insects, Bonide has it for you. These people are great. Bonide's Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insect and disease control in one easy application. Bonide's Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, other flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can as directed, applied to the base of each plant. One application will protect roses, other flowers, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks. Bonide's Rose RX Drench is available in economical quart size. It'll treat up to 16 rose plants or shrubs or 200 square feet of other flowers. The Bonide products are family made in America, and they're available at Gibson Ace Hardware in Weatherford, Nicholson Hardy in Dallas, and Hanley Feed Store in Fort Worth. Or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. That's B-O-N-I-D-E, Bonide.com, Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench. To our phones, we have David in Plano. David, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi, Neil. So I've got one of your old books. I've bought three of your new books and one of your Alamo pens.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm afraid to use it because I'm afraid I'll lose it like I lose all my other pens. So
well, right I'll now, have another one for you if you're ready.
Oh, well, your budget might be higher than mine.
I see. No, I don't think so. Go ahead.
And before I start, why don't you change the name of your radio program to match your new book?
I don't change things quite that easily.
Okay.
Yeah, too many things in print, too many things recorded. It's not worth that.
Well, I have two questions, but if you can answer even one, that would be great. I have a space between my house and the fence. It's about 6 feet wide. The fence is 8 feet, and the overhang is also at 8 feet. This is runs north-south. It's 6 feet wide, and I'm wondering, is there anything I can grow over there that I can also eat?
All right, 6 feet wide, and how long?
30.
30, and 30. The overhang is 8 feet, so is it shade then? Am I hearing that right?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't really get very much sun because it's between two 8 feet, 8 foot tall barriers.
Yeah, I thought so. That's a pretty brutal kind of a place to try to grow things. Leafy plants would be your best bet. That could be some of the leafy herbs. But, you know, a lot of them even need sun. Basil needs sun. I'm not sure rosemary would grow in that much shade. Parsley probably would. I'm thinking through the ones that I've used in shade. I don't think that's going to be your best bet. And certainly vegetables are not going to do well. And lettuce, if you want to try lettuce and see how it does for the next few weeks, that'll give you a pretty good indication. It's an inexpensive and easy one to test and let it be your kind of your canary in the coal mine. But I think that's going to be pretty heavy shade for anything edible. Most edible plants need at least part sun or full sun.
Well, shoot.
Yeah.
One.
Life doesn't always work the way we want it to, you know?
No, this in this space is pretty much useless. One other thing, during the growing season for knockout roses, how do you go about trimming them? Because we have five and they or three and they just kind of go crazy.
Well, the major pruning that you do is done in February, and I guess you could still do it because I think they've been burned a little bit by the cold. But you would prune them to 50% of their original size, to half their original size, and then let them regrow. You can do selective pruning all through the growing season, but it's just easier to do that major pruning in the middle of the wintertime or at the end of the wintertime. You can also come back in August, early August, and do about a one-third pruning on them. So you can keep them in bounds. It's the major part of that is done in February each year, though.
Well, we've done that, and we just, as it stands, they grow so much that they grow over the deck on my pool, and nobody wants to walk past them.
I can understand that. I think you have the wrong plant there probably then. If they're getting too big even with the right pruning, I mean, you can use lopping shears to trim off the branches that stick out over the deck, but in the long run of it all, you may decide that it'd be better to use them somewhere else and put some other shrub there. That wouldn't get quite so far onto the deck. I have the same thing with several plants that I've planted where you end up taking them out because they grow wider than you thought they were going to. And I think we all have that. It's the same old message I gave for Encore a minute ago, know before we grow. And I'm as guilty as the next guy.
Sometimes we love them because of the color, and
sure.
We can see them outside our back window. So we'll just
do the selective pruning. You can do that. Just use lopping shears during the growing season. You don't want to do a wholesale prune at that point.
Gotcha.
David, I appreciate you waiting on me. I am sorry about the strip of land. It's just going to be pretty dark for anything, but good luck. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Kathy and Crowley will come up next, and she has a milkweed question I'm asked pretty frequently. I think you'll be interested in hearing about that, and we have some other very interesting questions following, so stay with me if you will, please. It's my very distinct pleasure to tell you about Dallas Plumbing Company right now. They've been providing plumbing services to North Texas, Dallas, and Fort Worth area homes and businesses since 1903. That includes our home and our business. These folks are the best, and they're 112 years in the industry. There's just not a whole lot of business out there that is 112 years old. And for Dallas Plumbing, the same family, the Downs family, four generations. I'll bet there's a fifth coming along somewhere in there. And that's pretty spectacular. They are spectacular people. They are offering a heating special for your home or business right now on a new gas or electric high-efficiency carrier furnace, including parts and labor. They'll give you a free estimate and 20% off a new carrier furnace of your choice. The offer is good for a limited time. They invite you to hurry up. Give them a call, 214-340-6300. 20% off a new Carrier furnace of your choice. Carrier is the best, and they will be happy to get that installed for you and help you get that 20% savings. 214-340-6300. We also take advantage of their 15-point heating checkup from Dallas Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Twice a year they come to our home. They'll do the same for you, and they will make sure that your heating and air conditioning systems are up to snuff and running well. That's about $12 a month, $145 for two checkups per year. Additional units are only $95 each. If you're planning to update, remodel, or just need new fixtures, they have a kitchen and bath fixture and faucet showroom at their main office at 11,055 Plano Road in Dallas. That's about a mile north of LBJ on Plano Road, 11055 Plano Road. And the showroom is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. For more information, it's 214-340-6300, dallasplumbing.com.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
I have the utmost respect for Arborological Services and the men and women who work there. Every time that I see their work, every time that I talk to them, every time that I ask their advice on things, I admire them even more. They have a dozen International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. These are the highly skilled, credentialed people that you want to have working on your trees. They have specialists in every aspect of tree care. For example, they have an arborist of the year for the state of Texas who has gotten a master's degree in plant pathology specializing in oak wilt. They have people who know everything about trees, horticulturists, plant pathologists, and foresters with college degrees on their staff. Their tree climbing crews have won the Texas State Tree Climbing Championship 22 out of the 32 years it's been held. For any kind of tree work that you might need, if you have damage repair due to the ice and snowstorm, you need to call Arborological Services. If they tell you it'll be a few days before they can get to you, you say, hey, Neil said these folks are the best. I'm going to wait on you because you are the best. Your trees will be fine. Just let them come as quickly as they can. They are local only, but they have a toll-free number just to make it easier for you, 866-552-7267. That's Arborological Services, arborological.com. On Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter at The Tree Experts, 866-552-7267, Arborological Services. It's time right now to check in once again with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, and right there with a voice you can hear for a change, Major Logan. Take it, Major.
All right, good morning, Neil. WBAP News Time, 9:37. The Cowboys make a deal with a key player. We'll have that story after we update traffic and weather on the ones. Checking the classicchevrolet.com right now. Traffic watch, I-20 eastbound at Beltline Road. A new accident blocks your two right lanes there. Two left lanes also blocked southbound I-45 by a wreck. This one at Simpson Stewart Road. Roadwork has reduced eastbound I-635 down to one lane from Josie Lane to Webb Chapel Road. Your WBAP 24/7 forecast, going to be cloudy and cooler today. 50% chance of showers, high near 56. Another 60% chance of rain tonight, overnight low 45, and a good chance of rain likely tomorrow. High tomorrow, 54. Right now, it's 47 degrees in Allen. The Dallas Cowboys have re-signed right tackle Doug Free, keeping the oldest player among a group of emerging stars on a standout line that blocked for NFL rushing leader DeMarco Murray last season. The three-year deal announced yesterday is reportedly worth $15 million, with $6 million guaranteed. And Dallas women were marching for hope this weekend.
The group All Women Marching for Hope held an 8th anti-domestic violence march in Dallas Saturday. Denise Wolford is the group's founder and CEO and said they've been marching since 2007 when the group marched at the state capitol. All Women Marching for Hope has a presence in 14 states and in Uganda. Wolford said their vision is to help hurting men, women, and children who suffer from spiritual, verbal, or physical violence, according to the group's website. Tom Clay, 24/7 News.
The Bloody Sunday 50th anniversary commemoration continues today in Selma, Alabama. As dawn broke, a crowd gathered for the Martin Luther and Coretta Scott King Unity Breakfast at Wallace Community College. Later, a group will retrace the steps of civil rights marchers who were beaten and tear gassed by police on March 7th, back in 1965. Once again, cloudy and cooler today with a 50% chance of showers, high 56. Right now, 46 degrees in Plano. From the 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. Now back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
I'd like to invite you to join me online. My website is neilsperry.com. It's a great place for timely tips, events, postings, and my entire book, 1001 Frequently Asked Questions, all available to you at the website. If you ever miss the contact information for one of our radio advertisers, you'll find it right there, too. That's at neilsperry.com. Then click on Neil on the Radio. And while you're on my website, be sure you sign up for Neil Sperry's eGardens, our electronic newsletter. We've been doing it for more than 15 years, and as always, it's free. We send eGardens out to more than 40,000 subscribers the last Thursday evening each month. If there are weather issues you need to know about, we'll send out a special edition. That's Neil Sperry's eGardens. Sign up for it at neilsperry.com. And join me on Facebook. More than 34,000 people in our Facebook community, Gardeners Helping Gardeners. My name is spelled N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y. Join me on Facebook and at neilsperry.com.
Mark Levin.
I agree with Reagan. It's time for a new Republican Party. And more than 30 years after Reagan, it is time. They're taking us down with them. The Bush presidencies, all they did is help manage the decline.
5 till 8, Mark. News Talk, 820 AM. WBAP.
Dixon Brothers, is your swimming pool needing a spring cleaning? Call Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, 972-288-7537 for a great deal on a new pool sweep to get the job done. Did your pool equipment suffer freeze damage or your pool motor? Is it sounding funny? Well, call Dixon Brothers again. Call tomorrow, 972-288-7537 to schedule a licensed technician to fix everything for you. Their technicians know what they're doing. If your pond water is looking murky and brown, go to Dixon Brothers for spring cleaning supplies and beneficial pond maintenance products. Your pond will be sparklingly clean. Your fish will be happy and healthy. You'll be a proud pond owner, thanks to Dixon Brothers. They're your very best resource for everything aquatic. Dixon Brothers. For 42 years, they've been working with water, providing knowledge, quality water, garden, and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment and service, pumps, motors, pool chemicals, water well pumps, and supplies. Dixon Brothers is the Metroplex authority. Call them at 972-288-7537 for more information or directions to their half-acre showroom. That's Dixon Brothers. They're at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, one block north of Old Downtown Mesquite. 204 North Galloway, just one block north of Old Downtown Mesquite, 972-288-7537. Open Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. Dixon Brothers, D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Neil Sperry's eGardens, my free electronic newsletter, goes to more than 40,000 subscribers each month. Sign up at neilsperry.com and check out the very special offer on my new book while you're there. That's neilsperry.com. Now back to the program.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your patience with my voice today. A very special thank you to Robert Borowski, who's been answering the phones and helping me get through this. I don't feel bad. I just sound miserable, so I appreciate your patience. Let's go to Kathy and Crowley. Kathy, thanks for waiting on me. How can I help you?
Well, hi, Neil.
Hi.
I, have always loved butterfly gardens and would love to grow milkweed for the monarchs. And any other, host plant or, whatever. But I've never found milkweeds in the nurseries here, so I don't know if it even grows in Texas or what.
Milkweed is a noxious weed in Texas farms and ranches. It's we have about a square mile of development property a couple miles from my home, and there must be 10,000 milkweed plants out on that. The milkweed that is most common is quite a common weed. It gets about knee high or so, but there are some ornamental milkweeds that are very pretty. You need to look for any plant that has the genus name Asclepias, A-S-C-L-E-P-I-A-S. And for example, butterfly weed, native to East Texas and very well adapted to our perennial gardens, is Asclepias tuberosa. It has a tuberous root to it. That's one that will grow very well. It has foliage all summer long, and the monarchs will find it and will enjoy it. There are some other milkweeds that are available in nurseries, probably in April and May. So, but okay. if you see Asclepias on the genus name, you're going to be all set. You can do a little research online and see which ones are readily available, because there are three or four that are commonly used in landscapes.
Okay.
So that's okay, one.
Good.
And then parsley, is a very attractive plant to the swallowtails, and the Gulf fritillary loves a passion vine. So those are,
yes,
those are
I've had a passion vine before.
Yeah, they
and
find them and they
fine.
Love them, don't they? Yeah.
Oh, 1 year by August, I probably had 50 butterflies around me at any given time.
That's
out on the
wonderful.
Porch.
Well, you can do it. You're on your way, but you'll find lots of ornamental milkweed, so that won't be a problem for you.
Okay, thanks.
Good deal. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Jack in Midlothian. Jack, this is Neil. Good morning.
Howdy. How's it going?
It's going fine. Thank you.
I've been looking for years for a few different plants, Texas natives and trees, small growing trees, like you say, under power lines. That's important. And I was curious if you knew of any growers down around San Antonio that I'm pretty well exhausted, the ones around here. And while Texas natives, oaks and stuff, they're great, you know, but they're big and they take a long time to grow. So I was looking for Texas persimmon, Dasvaros.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Here. I'm just not talking anymore, and I have to. Go ahead.
Okay. I've been growing some erythrinas, some coral beans,
mm-hmm.
From seed. I planted quite a lot of both sephoras, the mountain laurel and the eaves necklace.
All right.
Trying to establish something that will grow out here in some of the worst soil in the Metroplex near Midlothian. I've got about 2 inches of black dirt.
Yeah, it's very shallow.
Rock.
Yeah, that's yeah. Very shallow.
A lot of rock, so.
Well, there are lots of good nurseries, and I'm it's making me mad because I cannot think of the nursery that's it's on the north side of San Antonio. It makes me so angry because I went out there and was just enchanted. What is the loop that goes around San Antonio? Just
1610.
1610. They're on 1610, and they are just east, about 3 or 4 miles east of 281. That's a beautiful nursery, and I think if anybody's going to have native Texas plants, they would. And it's making me angry. They advertise on Jerry Parsons' website, plantanswers.com. Jerry's my longtime friend in San Antonio. And if I had more time and could get access to my computer, I'd look that up for you. But that's one good one. Austin is full of nurseries that have native plants. I haven't been traveling around in Austin as much as I have San Antonio lately. But I think you'll have pretty good luck finding those. Plant Delights Nursery in Raleigh, North Carolina, has a lot of unusual things. I thought you were looking for a source of the erythrina. And they have it. They have it for $18. I did a little quick look during the newscast to try to have that ready for you. But
the herbacea or Chris Gully?
It's a Bidwillii. It's the Bidwill's hybrid coral bean.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
Didn't know there had been much hybridizing with that.
It's the one that I have seen in some of the nurseries. Very pretty plant. If you're not familiar with Plant Delights Nursery, it is an incredible place. I've not been there, but they have some of the most unusual things that you just don't find anywhere else. They really are the finest of plant people. But anyway, I would do a little looking there. And I will, maybe somebody will call me and give me the heads up on what the nursery is that I'm trying to think of in San Antonio. It's just one of those frustrating things. Anyway.
Nursery. I went right to that.
Yep. So I hope that helps. I better run, but Jack, I appreciate you.
That.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks so much. Hey. Have a great day. All right, I have Wayne and Rhonda who are coming up, and I'm going to take my last break, get that out of the way. And Wayne, I can help you with the Johnson grass. I think we're gonna start by making sure you actually have Johnson grass, and then Rhonda with her planter boxes, and we're going to try to help her as well. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. This is the book that came out about 11 months ago. I printed it right there about 3 miles from where I was describing, just on the west side. Clear Visions printed my book for me, and I have nothing but the highest esteem for the people who printed, Andy and his crew, and Brad Dietrich and all of the team that helped this happen. They're just great. And I think you'll find that this book is a wonderful value at $28.95. You know, when you self-publish and don't bother to go through distributors and put it in stores, I knew when I did this that I would not sell as many copies of the book, but at least I would have the control of knowing that I was being dealt with honestly. I just never felt that, and that's why so many authors are self-publishing their books now, people much better known than I am. It's a strange world out there with publishers in general. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening done 24 and 33 years ago. This is a completely new book, a different layout, totally updated, all kinds of new information. It is 840 photographs and 344 pages in size. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2, monthly calendar of when to do all your gardening activities. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. We have a staff at the office right now until 10:30 today to take your order. If you would like to have a signed copy, I'm going there this afternoon to sign more. I cannot keep ahead of it. It's really been, and thank you very much. I'm very flattered and humbled by that. Your satisfaction is guaranteed with the book. The book is not in stores. If you're asking for it as a gift, please tell the person buying it. The only place you can get it would be through Neil's office or through his website, neilsperry.com. If you go into the stores, you're going to find the old book that's 24 years old. The way to get my new one, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening with an Adirondack Chair on the cover, that's in our landscape, in fact, is to call my office between now and 10:30 at 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or order anytime today at neilsperry.com. We'll have signed copies ready to mail today, tomorrow and Tuesday, if you'll call before 10:30 today. 1-800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com. Or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Hi, this is Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High. Serenity High is open to students from McKinney, Collin County, and the Dallas Metroplex who have successfully completed a drug and alcohol rehabilitation program. It's really difficult after a student leaves treatment to return to a home high school. A student is very fragile and needs some additional support. Our school is self-paced, and that additional support academically as well as support in sobriety is very crucial to a student early in sobriety. Self-paced instruction allows a student to complete coursework and not only complete coursework on time, but oftentimes graduate early. We really feel that students and staff relate to one another as family. We're small enough so that we know students' needs and help relate on a personal level. Parents call us directly. I certainly feel that it's okay for a student to call. Anybody that really wants help, just give us a call and we'll try to work with you however we can. 469-742-7830. Without a doubt, this is the most rewarding assignment I've ever had. It's fun. I enjoy coming to school. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
Thank you, Julie, very, very much. Appreciate that. And Serenity High is closed this week for spring break. If you were to call, you would get a recording, so just a heads up on that. By the way, two points of commentary. Milberger is the nursery. I had another wholesale grower that was just stuck in my mind. I couldn't get rid of it. It's Milberger Nursery in San Antonio that I was trying to refer Jack to, Jack in Midlothian. And Jack, I was thinking also about the plants that you mentioned. I know that Shades of Green in Frisco, the last time I was out there, had several very lovely Texas persimmons that were in pots and available. I don't know if they have them, but you could certainly call them a little later today when they open and to see if they have the Texas persimmons. They grow a lot of Texas natives and a lot of unusual plants. And my longtime advertisers, they would be very good options for you. In fact, I'm sitting here looking at a piece of ad copy for Shades of Green. I didn't even realize I had it in my hand. And so I'll just go ahead and do the thing and give you their phone number. Their phone number is 972-335-9095, Shades of Green Nursery, 7401 Coit Road in Frisco. Mark your calendar this coming Saturday, March 14. I'll be at Shades of Green. They have a big event that starts at 10 a.m. I won't be there at that point, but they'll have people talking about rose rosette disease, a landscaping question and answer session, so much more. I'll be there for a book signing starting at 2 o'clock next Saturday, March 14. I hope you'll come out. I'll have my book, and I'd be happy to personalize it to you and sign it for you. Weekly shipments are arriving. Top-quality plant selections, including cool season annual color, well-adapted perennials, flowering shrubs, and so much more. Don't forget Shades of Green's outstanding selection of trees. Now, here's another example of a native tree that they grow almost nobody else has, Lacey Oak. Red oak, live oak, Chinese pistachio, eastern red cedars, and many, many more gorgeous, hard-to-find ornamental trees available to you at Shades of Green. Stop by Shades of Green, visit their gift shop, colorful bird baths, garden benches, and glorious pottery. If you need planning suggestions, ideas, give them a call for an appointment with their professional landscape designers, 972-335-9095. For more information, go to shadesofgreeninc.com. Shadesofgreeninc.com, 7401 Coit Road, 2 miles north of 121 in Frisco, Shades of Green. All right, we go back to the phone lines as we finish the program out. Now we have Wayne in Garland. Wayne, how can I help you?
Good morning, Neil. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Thank you, sir.
I've got either Johnson grass, crabgrass or Dallas grass. I've got both your books, and it's kind of hard to tell exactly which one it is.
I can tell you instantly how to tell. If you go out there and you can see something green growing in a clump right now, it's Dallas grass. Crabgrass is an annual. It has not germinated yet. And that's why we're talking about putting pre-emergent weed killers out very quickly now this week sometime for crabgrass and grass spurs. But Dallas grass is a perennial. It's out there in these great big clumps. I'd be willing to bet you have Dallas grass. Is that what you have, dinner plate size clumps?
Yeah.
All right. Let me give you the answer as quickly as I can. I know you waited a long time, and Rhonda has as well. I'm trying to help both of you. What you do with Dallas grass, you have only two options. You're going to have to physically remove it in one way or the other. First is to get a sharpshooter spade or some kind of a shovel and dig it out, which is not going to be much fun. But that's one way. Get the roots out, and then you can put new sod back in. I'd just get some sod from elsewhere in your yard so you have the same kind of sod. And then the option two would be to cut the end, the big end, out of a 1 gallon milk bottle jug, and take the lid off, put the jug down over the Dallas grass, and spray into it with a glyphosate only, like the original Roundup, glyphosate only weed killer, and that'll contain it right to that jug space, and that'll get rid of that. Rhonda in Fort Worth, I want to help you with those planter boxes. Take a photo and post it on my Facebook page, please. Thanks, everybody. Happy gardening.